know, Zimbabwe is one of the 22 high-burden TB countries. So we are really right at the top of the TB problem. We've got a huge problem. And though we've seen a reduction in the number of notifications every year from 2011 to today, there's been a decrease from about 41,000 notifications per year to about 38,000 notifications per year. But those are still very high figures. And so we're still struggling to get on top of the problem. And the problem is compounded by the presence of high HIV prevalence in the country. As you know, HIV and TB go hand in hand. If you are immunosuppressed, you are likely to get TB, which is an opportunistic infection. And that's why today we're commemorating World TB Day, to remind each other that we've got to stop TB in our lifetime.
Dr. Chikati, what is your experience within the hospitals? What do you see in terms of, you know, people coming in to seek assistance, and what do you tell your patients when they find themselves with TB?
I can concur with what the Honorable Minister of Health, Dr. Mazurra, said. We are faced with the challenge, and we are meeting a lot of patients with TB. With my experience in government and in private as well, almost on a daily basis, we are meeting these people with TB. And the reason why we are encountering several cases of TB is because of HIV and AIDS. As you know, of all the patients who are suffering from TB, more than 60% of them are HIV positive. And because of the immunosuppression, they have been infected with TB as one of the opportunistic infections. And what we always tell our patients when they come over, we always advise them to get tested. If they have been tested for TB and it has been confirmed, we advise them to go for an HIV test, because the treatment has to be concurrent. We have to integrate it. Yes, we have to start TB treatment later on, ARVs, but the management has to be integrated if we have to be successfully eradicate TB cases in Zimbabwe. So we always advise them to be screened of TB, to be screened of HIV, then we offer them treatment later on.
Dr. Mazurra, previously you have been affected by lack of resources. What is your current status in terms of funds availability to get new treatment, new methods and awareness for to fight TB in Zimbabwe?
Yes, it is true that our government is resource constrained, but we are grateful that we have a lot of partners who are working with us in the TB arena. Just as an example, Global Fund and CDC, and many others. And locally, we've got our own National AIDS Council, which also puts money into the fight against TB and HIV. And we have seen through this funding, medication being made available to all our patients free of charge. We've seen ourselves procuring new equipment. For example, today we were just commissioning the Gene Expert machine program. We've so far procured about 28 Gene Expert machines in the country. And by the end of this year, we want every district, provincial, and central hospital to have this technology, which makes sure that we can diagnose TB and actually check sensitivity of the bacteria within a few hours, like 3-4 hours. And so we are moving ahead. We are not getting left behind in technology. We've opened a lot of microscopy centers now throughout the country, about 90 of them, and we continue to open more. So we would say our TB program is well-resourced at the moment, thanks to our donors and partners and also some domestic financing mechanisms like the National AIDS Trust Fund. And we do hope that we will, in fact, see the end of TB within this generation.
Dr. Chikati, what symptoms should make me, you know, suspicious that probably I do have tuberculosis?
TB can affect almost any organ of the body. So the presentation will always depend on the organ that has been infected. But the most common type of TB is what we call pulmonary TB, TB of the lungs. And if you are infected with, if you have got TB of the lungs, most cases will present with a cough, and you'll be producing putrid stained with the blood, what we call hemoptysis. Can also present with chest pain, a lot of appetite, nausea, vomiting at times, and at times we can also present with a hot body. If you have got TB of the brain, for example, yes, you also present with the same constitutional symptoms like loss of weight, raised temperature, at times night sweats, nausea, vomiting, and so forth. But some symptoms are so specific to the organ to an extent that you can even present with symptoms of stroke, paralysis of one of the sides of the body if you've got brain TB. If you've got abdominal TB, TB that affects abdominal organs, you can also present with a distended, enlarged abdomen, accumulation of fluid in the abdomen with the same constitutional symptoms, loss of weight, loss of appetite, vomiting, and so forth. So the presentation is specific to the organ that has been affected. So what we always encourage patients is if you have got a cough that has lasted for more than 2 weeks, if you have got chest pain, loss of weight, night sweats, just report to your nearest clinic or to your general practitioner, to the nearest hospital, then you get screened for TB. TB, one thing that we have to emphasize is TB is curable. We have got treatment, you have got drugs, and if you present with TB, if you have been screened of TB and diagnosed of TB, you can be cured totally. And one of the things that also emphasizes is the presence of HIV infection in those with the TB. So we have to manage those two at concurrently. So that's how TB is presented and is curable.